We're going to have a public hearing on ordinance 13-2018. It's an ordinance vacating a portion of a platted public way beginning on First and Broadway and ending at the Wabash River. First reading was on July 9th. If anybody'd like to speak for or against, please come up to the microphone, state your name and your address. Okay. Well, with that being said, public hearing's adjourned.
Okay, we'll call to order the council meeting for July 23rd. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the citizens of this body, guide us tonight, and the future as well. Amen. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Scott Brown.
Here.
Kim Westphal. Lane Chapman. Ryan Burrell.
Here.
Dan Rabelais.
Here.
Troy Rowe.
Here.
Kim Salters.
Here.
Mary Russell.
Here. Next is adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilwoman Rose to adopt the agenda as presented. I'll call for a vote.
Question.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ryan Rose.
Yes.
Dan Rabelais.
Yes.
Mary Rose.
Yes.
Kim Salters.
Yes.
Okay, it's adopted by a vote of 5-0. Need approval of the July 9th minutes.
Motion to approve the July 9th minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilwoman Rose to approve the July 9th minutes as presented.
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Ryan Rose?
Yes.
Dan Rabelais?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Kim Salters?
Yes.
And those are approved by vote of 5-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Move on to committee chair reports.
I think we've had a really successful opening for the splash pad. There has been a huge turnout. It might be something where we start looking into other things that we can bring in to other parts of the park. I mean, it's been huge. There's a steady flow of people that are going to the four-ways. Kids are really liking it. Parents are liking having something to be able to take their kids to. It's just another amenity that we have here in the city of Vincennes, something we can be proud of.
I would agree. Anyone else? Report of city officers? Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. First up is Ordinance 12-2018, Ordinance Regulating the Operation of Food Vending Vehicles.
Mayor, I'd like to table this ordinance until the next meeting.
Second.
I don't think it does.
Can we vote? It's, you don't have to vote.
Can we talk about it a little bit before? But there are a couple of concerns that I think as a group could go over.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, that's
why are we going to table? Well, there's some language that several of the council members had expressed interest in changing in the current ordinance.
Can we not change it now? Can we not look at changing it now, or what do we? Well, I mean, why we've already sent this to committee,
right?
And we've had first reading on it. Why would we not go ahead and just do the second and third?
Because
or second at least.
Well, because. Some members have expressed concern about certain areas within it in its current version, and this will give us a chance, a couple more weeks to look it over and make some changes.
Yeah, I mean, looking through it, I know we've gone through this, was this the second or third version that we've had? I mean, just to kind of be fair on all things, I mean, flexibility is kind of the key thing that I've pushed for. When we look at these ordinances, and as a technical citizens of Vincennes, the businesses of Vincennes itself, right now we don't really have any restrictions on anything, and we don't have a lot of issues or any issues that we have to deal with. So the question is, are we creating problems that we could run into? So now we've created this barrier that now this becomes a problem. So that's kind of a concern after looking through these things. I know our city attorney, Raul, again, just talked with Councilman Grove about section two, where there were some wording things. I'm sure Councilman Grove will talk about that, just to make sure that we get the wording right, because Councilman Brown, you are right. If we don't have the wording right, this will be problematic, and we will create problems for ourselves.
Right.
I guess one of the things I do have a question about is a group. Like the restrictions specifically for Main Street, we don't have restrictions for Main Street right now, and we don't have any issues with that. If they wanted to set up somewhere on Main Street, they could. So I guess, like, just putting these artificial barriers in there where we don't really need them, as talking to some of these people and some of the business owners, I don't think that would be an issue because of the unique circumstances of Main Street, where I know the argument before was we need to create it because of the unique circumstances of Main Street. I don't think we have to because of the unique circumstances of Main Street, meaning there's not a lot of parking, it's very tight. If you put something down there, it would be more detrimental and get more negative press, and that's something that a business doesn't really need, especially when you're trying to drive people to your food truck. So I guess I'm just coming at it from a different perspective on that, where I think we have some things that are good in here that would set things up. I mean, I understand, like, the loudness limitations. We've done that before where area plans send something back. I think it was years back when Hucks on Hart Street was going to expand. There was some issue with the loudness of the speakers, and that was shut down. I see that's obviously vitally important. You know, setting up stuff close and nearby schools. I mean, I understand that. But some of these other things, I just think, you know, you kind of got regulations in here that will cause us more problems than alleviate, and that's what I'm worried about.
On the Main Street and any public street, you're going to have issues that if someone were to set up a vendor front and be there for 6 or 8 hours, that would be a problem, because then I would have to try to stop people that came in with a 4x8 piece of plywood and 2 sawhorses and saying, I'm selling these things, I'm leaving my basement. And they're going to take up a parking space all day and say, well, I'm a vendor, I don't have any permits. I don't know. I need to fix section two. I can see what you're saying. Because section two would come to the Board of Works if they wanted to be inappropriate in the area versus. Because it starts out with restricted areas and then permitted areas. That's one change that you need to do. So the city streets, I don't know. They're going to set up.
I think the biggest is, have you had those issues so far, and there's no restrictions on them now, right?
Well, I think if I put my sawhorses out there, there'd be a problem.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we don't have an issue now.
That's true.
Yeah. So now we've suggested somebody's going to be setting sawhorses out.
I don't know. I live in a dark little room.
Yeah.
I feel like the ordinance that the amendment ordinance that we worked on during our committee meeting, there were some things that were mentioned during the meeting that I didn't see. And here, for example, we mentioned the fact that we should include that our local vendors should meet state health standards, which refers to, of course, the state laws. And that is not in here at all. I don't see that.
Right. Does that have to be in here? I mean,
we said should they?
Don't they already meet those?
I looked into that, and there's no other ordinances set up like that. And they have to meet state standards, so there's no point in working up an ordinance that's already.
But during the meeting, you said we were going to.
I know. We also said we were going to eliminate the business district, or that was wanted in there, but I just. If this has my name on it, I don't want all those restrictions on it. I think this is overreach, and we're trying to eliminate that. So I did not want it in here, so I didn't put it in here. So, and that's, if we don't like the ordinance, then, you know, whoever is against it, then they should definitely vote that way. But, I mean, if they've expressed that they don't like this, then, yeah, I would think they would just vote that way.
Mr. Rogan, regardless of whether it is or isn't, like, let's just say, health code, for example, if it's in the state code, I mean, they've got to follow the state regardless if it's in the ordinance or not.
You may know more about food truck laws than I do. You know, those are assumptions, and most people are going to put a certificate in their business, brick and mortar, or in a truck that says certified board of health or having their licenses, so that's going to, should be displayed anyway. Just have to go to the adult beverage board there, and you should have a liquor license, a DT license. I don't know who it's back from, or how frequent.
Any other discussion?
So we're going to look at these changes, and then when we're back at full strength, then go over them? Is that?
Yes.
All right, so this is just, we're waiting for everybody to get back, maybe address.
Well, and even if the changes had been in here, then we could have still voted on it this evening. That's not a problem.
Right, so we're just looking at basic changes.
Getting the changes and then voting on it.
Specific wording and things like that.
Speaking of specific wording, I think one of the things that precipitated this entire issue, there was some type of a discussion at the farmer's market or around the farmer's market as to who and who may not participate there. And that really wasn't really addressed in here.
Just because it shouldn't be. I know there was discussion of some people wanting to eliminate the block or mile or whatever of the farmers flea market that I just don't see us doing that. If you start regulating just the farmers market, how about, you know, in front of Procopio's,
well, we could,
you know, or any other business? And I don't think that's our job. You know, that
when Councilman Salter said that there were no problems so far, that I think is a problem we want to avoid that happened at the farmer's market. And you look at that.
I see what you're saying, but I do not agree with it. I don't think that these people have ever set up at the farmer's market. I don't think they plan on it. They asked to be there and they were denied, and they looked at other options. But I don't think that what you're wanting in this ordinance, I will not put in there, because that is, government trying to.
Well, I think we run into a spot too where everybody starts to say, well, I've got a unique circumstance. Mm-hmm. Mine's similar to this, or mine's similar to the farmer's market, or I'm similar to Main Street. That's what I'm worried about. So, I'm sure we could have numerous businesses come up like, well, here's my unique circumstance, and write something up and be like, see, this is how I'm affected if something happened near me. So I do think we run that risk if we keep putting certain limitations into that. And that's a huge concern moving forward. Like I said, we don't want to create more problems than what we're trying to solve. And I feel like we're going down that route where we could create a lot of problems and a lot of headaches where people are now all asking for, well, I need a special carve out here, I need a special carve out there.
And I don't think that's our place to carve those areas out. I've personally talked to, I don't want to say every business on Main Street, but most of the food establishments on Main Street, and not one person has had an issue with this. I've got no calls on it. I've got no emails on it, only positive. I personally don't even think we really even need an ordinance for it, but I was asked to do that and I did it, and that's as far as I want to take this as far as regulating. So that's why I feel like it should go ahead and get a vote. But if we table it, we table it.
Table.
Okay. Any other discussion? Now we will move on to ordinance 13-2018, ordinance vacating a portion of the platted public way beginning at First and Broadway Street and ending at the Wabash River. Your first reading was July 9th.
Motion to read and approve ordinance 13-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have second reading of ordinance 13-2018.
Ordinance number 13-2018, an ordinance of the common council of the city of Vincennes, Indiana, vacating a portion of a platted public way between First and Broadway Street and ending at the Wabash River. In the city of Vincennes, Indiana, sections 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Discussion.
And this just kind of kicks off of that river lock project, so they've got to be able to get that done, correct?
Right.
Yep.
That's what this says. Yes.
Do we have a timeline on when that gets started?
October.
Not May.
Sure, Brian.
Brian Johnson, here on behalf of Robinson Green Elevators, the petitioner is actually in this action. I'm here with Nick Bunty from Lysak and Palmer. I think, and Nick might want to come up here and elaborate a little bit, but I think in October is the expected closing on this, and I don't know exactly when Riverview is supposed to be built. Nick, do you know?
I mean, I think going on the middle of next month, we're going to try to get bids going and interest in it. I mean, obviously, we've got to get the silos all coordinated for the demolition process, but as soon as that is all cleared, we plan on around October.
Has it been approved by the state historic? I heard that there was it had to go through a state historic preservation. Or I know it passed the local historic review board, but I was told it had to go to the state level. Is that?
That's nothing I've heard of.
Yeah, Andy's still looking into that. The silos were considered to be contributing to the historical district. So, yeah, we're trying to work with the state on that. So it's still kind of ongoing at the moment.
Right, but it's past our local.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
Someone question?
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Wells?
Yes.
Dan Rattler?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 13-2018 passes by a vote of 5-0.
Motion for third reading for ordinance 13-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have third and final reading of ordinance 13-2018.
Ordinance 13-2018, ordinance of the common council of the city of Vincennes, Indiana, vacating a portion of the private public way beginning at First and Broadway Street and ending at the Wabash River in the city of Vincennes, and the containing sections 1-7.
Discussion.
There was a public hearing prior to this meeting. No one spoke for or against.
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Rattler?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jerry Rose?
Yes.
That's a Broadway Street.
Yes.
Yeah. I just noticed the ordinance doesn't say what you're vacating.
Yes.
But you start just a small script there.
It's on the exhibit.
Okay. Third and final reading passes by a vote of 5-0. We have no new business, so we'll move on to claims.
Proving claims in the amount of $516,754.21.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilwoman Rose, to pay the claims in the amount of $516,754.21.
Question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Rattler?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
And those claims were paid by a vote of 5-0. Nothing under miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We are adjourned. Maybe we want to stay here all night.